Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. Hey, welcome to another one. I'm feeling good because I'm telling you, if you understand what I'm talking about today, you'll really understand why I feel good because, excuse me, he does. I go 100 at all times. And my new girl, she love that shit. I haven't really had no woman other than hoes that really like a motherfucker to go 100 all the time. They always want the nigga to ease up and try to act like I ain't who the fuck I am. Well, I got to thinking. When I was young, I used to fantasize about being my dad. Now, my age now, well, he wasn't this old when I used to fantasize, but he was like about this old. And I really imagine that I feel like he used to feel. Because I have not the same thing he had, but I have that kind of respect. Now, all the people that know me, they know of what I did. But the people that grew up with me and knew what I did, those are the people whose respect matter. Well, everybody's respect matter. But those people, when they see you, and it's like you never left town and shit, not because of how friendly you are, but just because it ain't no trip about who you are. That's because I was 100%. When I started pimping, I used to talk shit, man, and I used to tell them, look, if you're going to let the shit I talk fuck with our friendship, you ain't no real motherfucker. That's all. Ooh, two calls at once. 224, what's up?
What's up, Mr. Dixon?
Nothing, brother. What's happening?
I'm good. I want to say that this is a perfect topic because the things that you have been teaching me, you know, I'm passing on to my 8-year-old daughter because I want to make sure I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. And if I'm not here, she got to be, you know, ready for life, even if I'm not here. Now, she's right here next to me. She wanted to say what's up because she knows I listen to you, and, you know, sometimes I got to cut certain things out and I just let her listen to certain things. But, hey, baby. Everybody takes wins and they take L's. What are L's?
Loses. You can either take a lose or a loss. You can either take, oh my God, a lesson or a loss.
Oh, there you go. Hey, we all live in the jungle. And we all live in the jungle. If you want to go get some water, if you thirsty, what you going
to
do?
To go get the water.
Yeah, is life fair? Okay, so it's the same for everybody. Is it always fair?
No.
Boom. There you go.
Hey, check in, caller. One correction.
Okay.
Life is life. And once you accept that you're living a life that you have a little control over, but not total control, then there is no fair or unfair. It's life. You know, you have to deal with it.
Yes,
however, it could be good or bad to whoever's looking at it, or plus or minus or whatever. But to life itself, that's what it does. It gives you all kinds of things to deal with while you're living. That's why it's called life. You feel
understood.
Me?
You hear that, baby? You hear that? This man got so much knowledge, and I'm going to keep picking it.
Bro, please, don't do that, man. You got so much knowledge, so you wait till I weed off, and you give it to him, bro.
Yes, sir. And I trust
you.
That's
how we do it. I love it. You got anything else?
No, sir. Love it. Right. I'm going to keep listening to the show.
Thank you, man. 414,
I just wanted you to...
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, Rosebud, I just, you know, I wanted to tell you, you know, that I love listening to your show, and I think you're doing a great job. And I really want to get your course.
And hey, bro, all you got to do is if you're ready, hit PayPal. I'll shoot it to you. But right now, I wasn't going to mention it right now, but since you mentioned that, I am going to mention it. Right now, you know, it's $13.50 normally, and this is for the October semester. But what I'm saying is from right now, what is this, the 18th and 19th? Right now, to the end of the month, till September, you can get $3.50 off, man. So if you want to do it, let's get out, period. But what was you saying? Go ahead.
Okay, what I was saying is I wanted to get the course, but I wasn't for sure because I know that it was said that the library or something
mm-hmm.
is different than the school. So I don't know how –
Listen, bro. Let's say the library. That's like everything I got, including the course. But the course has nothing to do with the library. You understand what I'm saying? The library is just all the things I have. There's different things in the library, all pertaining to manhood and being a confident man, but there's different things in there. So if you wanted the library, you know, it costs whatever, and that's what you would get, a lot of different things all about male confidence. If you want the course, $8.50, buy the course, and I send you the course, but you can interact with me on these videos and stuff, but you don't have no personal interaction with me as far as you learning the course. And a lot of people learn the course wrong, like not wrong, but they only get 50, less than 50% of what they should be getting. And the $13.50 has to do with if you want to come to Sidewalk University to get the shit right. And once you decide what you want and all that stuff I just mentioned, you hit PayPal. And whatever you want, I'm shooting it to you as far as over the internet. And if it's about getting with SWU, you would have to wait till October 1st. But that's the next semester, and that's just how it works, bro.
Okay. Well, could I just get the course and then enroll in Sidewalk University on October 1st?
You can do that, yeah. You can do that. But, see, listen, let me tell you something. This part of what the course is going to clear up for you. You must have been listening to me because I said, as I was telling you everything, you can get the course or you can get the course and Sidewalk University. Well, let me tell you something. You know what? I'm going to correct myself because I did not say that you can get the course and enter Sidewalk University later. So I take that back, man, because that's what you asked me. And I did not say that. So, yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
What would I have to go on your, what is it, rosebud.com or?
AskRosebud.com.
AskRosebud.com. Okay.
Yeah, go on there. But if you want to get out, just go to paypal.com. And select the send money tab, and then you just send the money to askrosebud@gmail.com, and in the comments, just put what you want or what you're paying for, and we can do all that. You can miss the site unless you just really want to go on it to check it out.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out, and then I'll make sure I, you know, get everything straight.
All right, man, for sure. Thanks. 313, what's up? Sorry I had you waiting so long.
What's the deal, bud? It's all good. This is Rod Greer. How you doing, baby? How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, so right on. So I've been trying to refer, well, not trying. I've been referring people to your shit, your information, and they usually gravitate towards the videos about women. pertaining to SWU, I don't really know how I could present it to them because I got what I got, but I don't know what they're going to get.
Rod, listen to me. Are they saying shit to you as far as what they're seeing, some difference in you?
Yes.
So what I'm
like,
saying is that, listen, brother, listen. That's all you need to do. There's nothing you can say to them that's going to push them to me or nothing. But if they see your motherfucking ass progressing, you being a motherfucker, you having this certain belief that you didn't have before, and then periodically they're going to say, hey, what happened to you? Then you can say, man, Sidewalk University, woo-woo, whatever you say, but you ain't never got to try to figure out how to promote it because you always promoting it by being yourself. Hey, Rod, that's all you got to do. Believe me, I'm telling you right. The reason I asked you all this is because of what you're saying, that's why they're, you know, asking shit. They see different things about you different, and they want to know. But you don't want to convince them to do shit. If seeing you improve like you improved ain't convincing enough for a motherfucker that grew up with you and knew you before you improved, shit, fuck them.
Right, it ain't for them.
Huh?
I said it ain't for them then. Right on then, bud.
I'm saying we work smarter, not harder, bro. So when a motherfucker gravitates to you, man, what the fuck is that? How do you get all this? And you say two or three things, and the motherfucker says, yeah, how do I do, you know, and you tell them how to hook up. And that motherfucker look up, then next time you and him kicking it, y'all can really kick it. But other than that, there ain't no level, right? You can't carry everybody with you. You can't carry him with you, man. You got to be, hey, this is going to be hard for you to do. You used to say it all the time. But now you say it to some of your friends. You got to say, fuck it.
Yeah, man.
Fuck them too. Period. I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. And I had that mindset too. It's just shit. I see how sad it is when motherfuckers ain't got it. Or the lack of knowledge.
No. You got to see how great of a thing it is that you do have it. Fuck them, you bleeding heart motherfucker. I ain't got no bleeding heart.
Fuck them
motherfuckers. If they can't get it when it's right here on the table, they don't need to eat.
That's why they call you.
Hey, Rod, listen. You right where they were. So what I'm saying is you seen the shit, picked it up, and then you said, man, I'm fucking with this. Whereas them motherfuckers see you, that's as well as seeing the shit. But what I'm saying is that it don't mean nothing to them. Because they still want you to hold their hand. That's what you remember I used to always say, I ain't holding your hand.
Right.
You remember, listen, that's holding their hand. They want you to hold their hand and bring them to motherfucking me. Yeah, fuck them and their money. That's what I think. Yeah.
I agree with you. That's why they call you Rosebud with the double D's.
Double D's for digital dynamite now. Hey, look, let me have a lot right. Hey, listen. I used to really fantasize about being my dad. He had prestige. He wasn't rich or none of that kind of goddamn shit. But the nigga had prestige. He was the first black man to own a goddamn Chevron gas station in the Crest. And he used to talk about all kind of shit that the city was planning. And we used to think he was crazy. Behind our house, it was a big, we used to call it the ditch. But it was a whole bunch of trees back there. And right behind the ditch was this little little road, Highway 29. And it was like the death trap. You ride on Highway 29, you know that. Well, not really, but it was so many wrecks. The punks came in one time, talking about, boy, they gonna tear all these trees out. They gonna put a big freeway back there, and we looking at each other. And we said, but Daddy, how could they do that? And he said, boy, white people plan 30 years in advance. And 25 years later, they just bought the house we living in. They just made this big old four-lane freeway. They just did everything he said. Now, why am I saying that? Because people didn't believe they was going to do it when he was in the Improvement Association. And he told them, you guys are going to get ready to sell your houses. They didn't believe him. And then when they started buying houses, everybody sold them. I think my dad and who else was it? I forgot who it was, but it was somebody else didn't sell it to the end because they paid them top dollar. Because as long as they was there, they couldn't build their shit. They paid top dollar. Now, my point, what I want, I hardly ever thought about my golden years. And I couldn't really wait to be older, get to be like my dad. So as I grew up, and after I started pimping, thoughts of getting old or my golden years didn't cross my mind like it used to, because now I really ain't trying to be like Dad. You know, I know I can't be like Dad. But what I notice is that I am Dad. I noticed that. I don't care how much I thought I hated him, how much I thought I'm going to beat his ass when I... I used to think that shit. I never tried that shit. My daddy was short. And my brother Gip, he was the king of the crest. I'm talking about, I was Gip's brother, and they used to call me Lil Gip. And now Gip got a son, Lil Gip. The Lil Gip, I'm the original Lil Gip. But anyway, my daddy told Gip some shit. And Gip said, I don't know. He did his shoulders like that. I say, boy, you open your shoulders at me? And Gip said, he did it again. Whoa, whoa. Two, one to the gut and one to the jaw. Gip was on that. And I used to be thinking before I saw that, kick Daddy's ass when I get older. Motherfucker always, woo! Like me and my brother used to just say what we was going to do until we seen that nigga do that. This nigga dropped my brother. And he was, I'm telling you, the king of the crest. Well, he might not have been the king of the crest, but he was up there. But what I'm saying, you know, we just looking at him, you know, his gift. And then Gip said, I mean, thank you. Pop said, boy, you smelling yourself? And Gip on the, no, I said, I ain't smelling this gift. This motherfucker had gift cheesing all the way. I never thought of kicking my dad ass for gift. Shit, if anything, he scared me more. Because I thought he was a little short motherfucker to just be talking shit. I'm damn near taller than him, and I wasn't but 10 or 11 years. Shit. Any motherfucking way. You know, growing old just didn't really cross my mind. Because I always knew I would still be having hoes. Once I started pivoting, that was my mindset. I'm going to still be having hoes. you know, I just knew I'd still be having shit in my way. You know, this is all I think about when I'm thinking of that shit. And I ain't having it like I'd like to have it. You know, with the ladies and shit. But I catch. And it has nothing to do with me being old or anything, or young. It has to do with I've accepted my place. I deal with the truth. I completely understand how valuable telling myself the truth about some shit I think is, whereas you don't. You keep saying you do. Just like my students of the class meeting last night, each one of them, one at a time, I had them tell me what they learned from whatever the last meeting, last call, whatever. And each one of them start telling one at a time. But, and they think they being sharp because I told them, if you tell me some bullshit, if you tell me some shit that I think you just saying because I'm the instructor and you motherfucking want me to like it, I'm going to block you out the class. So now, as they start telling me, none of them checked what I was really having them do. Because they don't think. And these are motherfuckers that's being trained to think. So I can imagine how the most of you motherfuckers do. Because as they told me individually what was wrong, even though they were answering the same question, and most of them had a version of what the other motherfuckers said, but it was only 10 on there last night, I think. So what I'm saying is 10 unique critiques pointing out what they did, how they wasn't following Arsenal, how you ain't doing nothing but lying to yourself, telling you you are. That's why I don't give a fuck about what you read. I do not give a fuck about what you seen. I don't care about how much shit you didn't heard. Because the proof is in the pudding, baby. If you can't take your motherfucking ass out there and do it, you ain't learned shit. That's why motherfuckers that fuck with me, they really learn what I'm talking about. Or they don't. If they don't, fuck them. They get blocked or kicked out or they quit or whatever, but if they go through it, they learn it. And once they learn it, it'd be with them. Forever. Shit. Now, I got to stay on the grind. I just did. I got to stay on the grind. Okay, Tim, are you back or is this a new one? What's up, brother?
Yeah, man, I'm back. I just, man, I hope I'm not interrupted too much.
You're not interrupted too much at all, brother. This is a forum for you to call in. So I'm glad you are. Go ahead.
I'm loving the story about Gip and everything because my parents, they came from Belize. They were here when they was 17 years old, man. And so, you know, they would talk about how when if they was messing up and they tried to run, oh, the neighbor from down the street catch your ass and put a whooping to you if you, you know.
I'm laughing because if let's say we tried to run from my mama or daddy, we may as well run away. Because then you come back.
But
we never even run away because the next door neighbor be that caught you. Do a body block on your ass. Why they got to run nowhere?
Absolutely, man. I remember, like you said, man, one time my mama was trying to whoop me,
and we lived in this seven-story apartment building. And so I, like, she was trying to whip me. I ran out the door and dipped out. And she said, "All right, motherfucker, when you come back, it will be 10 times worse." And I'm sitting there like, "All right, no, I'm cool. I'm going downstairs. I'm going to kick it with my friends." Well, eventually my friends go in. They eating food. They drinking. I'm hot. I'm tired. I'm hungry. Damn, I got to go back in the motherfucking house.
Oh, hey, hey, man, you had to play some music. I said, and that's mom's kicking your ass. That's what that is. That's the
music.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what happened. But, you know.
That's cool, man. I can't go down memory lane, though. But what I'm saying, if you got a question, I'm ready. But if not, the shit you saying is cool. Because what people need to understand that I'm not making this shit up. This is real shit. I'm not the only one who lives through this kind of shit. And bro,
hey,
right?
And that's
right. Yeah, but I'm saying you just really reinforcing that fact, man, because you just described my mama, man.
Yeah.
And
man,
you described my mama and damn near all the mothers that was in my neighborhood.
Hey,
all right, bro, thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, check this out. Now, see, that's another thing about what I do. Of course, I would have liked to just talk about, you know, whatever we used to do just now. But when you see motherfuckers that really identify, you know, they're not sympathetic, they're not empathetic, they just really identify with what the fuck you're saying, it just fucking makes you feel good. Then 601, what's happening?
Hey, bud, it's Brian from Mississippi.
What's happening, brother?
When you were talking about your father, it reminded me about my uncle. He was talking about my granddad that I always tell you about. He said granddad really didn't whoop him that much, but he stayed on his case. But then when he did get a whooping, after he'd get a whooping, he said, "Granddad say, all right, now tell me you love me." I love you.
My dad wasn't cold, man. Your granddad was cold. Well, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't cold, but it's not.
Yeah, but that.
Hey, my dad, after he kicked in the ass, and he was like, "Boy, you ain't got horse sense." Or he said, "Boy, you ain't got the sense you was born with."
Or
he'd do the one that we hated the most. That's when he bought. First, let me ask you this. Do you know what maul your head means?
Yeah, I think I know what that means. But what it means,
what?
Man?
No, tell me what you think it means.
When you get hit on your head real hard and it make a little knot on it?
No. Listen, man. Pops would say, "Boy, I'm going to maul your head. Or you can get a whooping." And he used to beat the shit out of us when we would take a whooping over a maul. Because when Pop maul your head, he would ball his fist up and press it against your head as hard as he could and just start twisting it back and forth. Man.
That's what I was thinking originally. Actually, I followed my first thought. That's what I was thinking originally.
That shit hurt. That fucking shit hurt, and it lasted after he stopped mauling your head.
Yeah,
but some crazy shit. My daddy and my mama, if they was living today and they, you know, raised some kids the way they raised us, they would be on death row. My mama and my daddy would be on death row. It was no possibility of parole.
Right. Yes,
they were punishers.
I just want to say that to you, bud. Well, keep going, sir.
Thank you, bro. Hey, 718, what's up? I'm sorry, man. I love this running my mouth. Go ahead. What's up, bro?
Yeah, bud. Real quick, when you was in the game, right, did you know anybody who were a stuttered man? I had a speech impediment, and if so, how did they overcome it, man?
Bro, I knew Quiet George, who motherfucking, you know, you barely can hear him, you know, unless you're standing next to him. And he didn't overcome that. He used that. I knew Stuttering Rick or Stuttering Ricky. Nigga, what? We was fucked with. The bitch know what I'm saying. He would say shit like that. That nigga was deep with hoes. He didn't give a fuck.
Really?
He did not give a fuck that he was stuttering. He didn't even overcome stuttering. He got killed, though. But he didn't even overcome stuttering. He accepted that he stuttered, and he said, "I'm Ricky." That was his name. He could say that plain as day. "I'm Stutter Ricky." "Well, what you mean you Stutter Ricky?" Well, that nigga, but he was fun to be with because he made his stuttering part of him. There was no impediment. It was part of him. And sometimes he could say, "Now you gotta give me time." He could give a sentence out without stuttering. That's the only one. Because when he said, "You gotta give me time," we know he's gonna say something that we gotta sit back and listen Matt. To. Because he gonna take a long time because he's stuttering. What you gonna say? Go ahead.
Matt. I needed that, man, because that's what, you know, what my hang-up is, man. You know, like, when I try to talk to women, it's like, man, you know, I'll be thinking, man, and then I can't get the shit out, and now I think of something else to say. And
well,
so
bro,
it don't come out right.
Listen, man, listen. That shit is happening because you think of that shit as an impediment, then you want to hide it or prevent it or whatever. Instead of embracing it, girl, look, I want to talk to you, but as you can see, I stuck. But I got something to tell you that's real. I'm saying you got to bring it in. She'll deal with that stuttering shit as long as you deal with it. Do you feel me, man?
Yeah, man. So I'll hit you up on your email for the conversation, I guess pieces, you know, so I can kind of arm myself with something to say or how to say it.
Let me tell you something else. This is free, but motherfuckers pay me for this. One of your problems is you're not slowing your motherfucking ass down. You got to slow yourself down maybe 5 times. You know, you got to actually slow yourself down to where you say one word at a time. "Girl, I'm, you know, thinking about..." And you say whatever. But this is after you already just told them you had the impediment. And then you say, "You know what... Let me slow down." And then after you say that, you just really slow down and start talking.
All right.
And
all right,
fuck,
man. Thank you, man.
Really, listen, fuck what she thinks. This is what you're doing. That's what's important. And if you're doing the right thing,
oh,
she gonna think the right shit. You good?
Thank
you. All right.
Thanks, but I appreciate it.
That's what's up, man. That's what I'm here for, bro. You know, and I heard his impediment, but he was handling it right there. put it in Angel's head, and then watch that motherfucker start believing this shit I'm saying right here, and what it do to him and how he start talking. He might come on and talk about, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, man? You didn't show me how to really. See, listen. Staying on the grind keeps me mentally sharp. And sex just keeps me sharp physically. But being able to handle something like that, unforeseen, don't know, whatever, ain't got to take no goddamn time to think about what to do. I'm a fucking computer. I'm Google. I'm talking about as far as I'm concerned, because I ain't going to take a nanosecond to answer whatever the fuck. You barely going to get it out your mouth before I'm answering it. And that's because I'm sharp. Not so sharp that I can't make mistakes. It's just I'm sharp enough to know what I'm saying 9 out of 10 times is right. So I'm finna fuck the one time I'm wrong. I'm finna act like I know. Shit, because I know I could be wrong too. A lot of motherfucking people don't know this shit I'm talking about, man. You might think it's rudimentary shit. But accepting who you are, me, I'm a freak in the sheets. I accept it. I'm all about busting that motherfucking pussy out, you know, but I'm not putting that ahead of what I think. I'm not putting that lust that I have ahead of who I am and who I'm going to represent. So my point is that once you accept you're a freak in the sheets, it's going to promote you to becoming a monster. Not a freak in the sheets, but you. I'm saying for me, it was freak in the sheets. But what I'm saying is, because, you know, pimp nigga got to hold all that back. Because you meet too many bitches. Everybody want to give you some pussy. You fine as a motherfucker, the bitches. You know, they think everything good about you. And they just want to give you some pussy. So, if that's all I want, I could have just been the greatest pussy getting motherfucker in the world. But I want way more than that. So, I didn't fuck with no bitch, actually, unless it was right. So, my point is that when I got to fuck with her, that's why they like me so much, because I was a motherfucking freak. Am a goddamn freak. And I know what to do. And what I'm saying is, it all just promoted me into becoming a monster. I'm saying, not in the bed. A monster in the game. I know. If a nigga don't explain ABC 1, 2, 3, you can't get it. Fuck you. I'm a goddamn Scorpio. Hey, I'm a Scorpio. And I'll fuck, and fuck and be fucked. Then again, I know it ain't smart to do that goddamn shit. So what I'm going to do? Give in to who I know I am, or give in to what I know I should be, which is what I want to become? Because we all know a hard dick don't have no conscience. So when you can live and work smarter, not harder, you'll have figured out one of the keys to having shit your way. Now, the reason I'm talking about this shit is we're lucky. You're very lucky. I'm very lucky. I'm lucky because I get to live and tell you this shit. You lucky because you live in and get to hear it. Because you didn't know that you was a lying-ass motherfucker to your goddamn self. And you ain't gonna know it after watching this video. You ain't gonna know it till you end my class, saying some shit in real time, and as you're saying it, I show you the lies. I don't force you to say, oh, I see it here. No, motherfucker. I show you, you lying to yourself. All right. 216, what's up, bro?
Bro, what up? This is Hakeem from Cleveland. Hey, when you was in the game, was your main focus more on fucking with hoes or like trying to fuck with square bitches and turn them out?
My main focus was pimping. And what I'm saying is pimping involves square bitches trying to turn them out, fucking with hoes trying to knock them off. So there's no focus other than fucking with hoes. What kind of bitch this is that I'm talking about, I see the bitch sitting at the bar, she could be a secretary, she could be a hoe. You know, she could be a bitch that ain't got a job and ain't doing shit. They all bitches. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just, you know, they all got a pussy, they all got titties. I mean, some of them black, some of them white, some of them whatever. But they ain't now one of them got a sideways pussy. I'm talking about to be different. You know what I'm saying? All of them got everything every other bitch got. This is not about the bitches, is what I'm saying. This is about your motherfucking ass and what you bring to the bitch. Now, let me ask you this, because I don't really think you in the game fucking with hoes. So why the fuck you ask that?
Well, I'm in the city. I told you I'm in Cleveland. They don't track over here, but I'm trying to fuck with hoes. You feel me? These little motels and shit.
No, you're not. Here we in the conversation. You in the city, woo-woo, wherever you say Cleveland, I think. But what I'm saying is, it's tracks over there, bro. You ain't been looking for them, and you know it. You just lip servicing yourself. Because if you want to have some hoes, if you wanted to have some hoes, you would go look for one first. And when you found one, you would find a track. Period. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Ain't got to be in your city. And if it ain't, then you got to, you know, whatever, pimp up on bus fare or whatever fare to go to where you know it is at. And then you start from there. But all this bullshit about, oh, man, fuck you, man. You can't ask where it's at. You can't ask how do I do it. Because the way it happened for me ain't going to happen the way for you. The only thing gonna happen the same is that if you send them a bitch proper, you're gonna get paid. I'm gonna get paid if I'm sending the bitch proper. That's the only thing that's gonna happen the same, bro. You feel me?
I feel you.
All right, be cool. 704, what's up?
Yo, what's good, bud? How you doing?
I'm good, brother.
Right, I was calling because I was curious, like, as you were progressing and leveling up as a man, did you notice that you were running, like, solo more?
Bro. From the very moment I decided to be a motherfucker, I motherfucking was rolling solo. You can't have a group of motherfuckers believing or supporting what the fuck you believe so you can be a motherfucker. You got to separate yourself. You got to stand out. And then as you stand out, people going to start watching what the fuck you're doing. And what you're doing is going to represent some high-powered shit. And then they will designate you as a big motherfucker by seeing you differently in the streets. Otherwise, these motherfuckers might wait for you to speak. Now they're running up to speak. Motherfucking big old niggas that don't speak. You know, until you speak to them, and when you speak to them, they may or may not speak. Them niggas is speaking. Everything changes.
Okay.
You go somewhere, and you get ready to pay to come in. Oh, no, bud. You know, man, come on, man. You come in. I mean, you don't ask for that shit. You earn that shit.
Yeah.
You earn it by pimping, if you a pimp, nigga. And if you a drag, nigga, you earn it by being a drag nigga, having bitches going in them banks. It don't matter what the fuck
okay.
you do. It matters how you represent. Period. That's game.
Okay,
right.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You know what? That's what's up with me. So, these are good questions, believe me. Now, I said the reason I'm talking about this shit. And I said we lucky. And I'm saying that because we had a genuine nut in the White House. We just had a genuine nut. And he was hell-bent on destroying what we have. Of course, there's all kinds of fucked up shit. Now, while this motherfucker was in office, that was just too many things he did that I can't believe was allowed to happen. Now, I can't believe it because I'm saying the Democrats had to be in on the shit. They had to be. There's too much law. There's too much history. There's too much everything to allow motherfuckers to be fucking with our voting rights. To allow motherfuckers to just straight out gerrymander districts. So what I'm saying, goddamn it, 224, you back. What's up?
Hey man, this show is so dope to me right now. You don't understand. I'm a little bit behind because I keep having to re-listen after the calls. But the dude just called back with the impediment. I was born with a cleft lip and palate, so I got a scar down my lip. I look like a cat or a motherfucking goat. My nose is kind of twisted because of the reconstructive surgery. But let me tell you, it does not stop me from doing nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. I am confident than a motherfucker out here. And that's what they got to realize, man. It's really your mind piece and how you move in life that makes you who you are. And I love that you are teaching these guys that, man. I just had to say that shit because that hit me.
You know, you just came on three times, and each time you came on, it got deeper and deeper. But let me tell you, that last statement, I mean, this one right here, touched me, bro, because it's real. See, and what I'm saying is, I knew a motherfucker had one arm. I knew a motherfucker had one leg, one eye. I knew a motherfucker that was burnt up all over his face, all over his body damn near. All these motherfuckers was pimps. And they had holes. And you're right. It does not matter. None of the fuck shit matters. The only thing matters is how you take in whatever the fuck you're talking about.
It's your mind piece, man. It's your mind piece at the end of the day. Well, how you think. It's that thing between your motherfucking eyes that's going to dictate how you operate in life, man. And I love seeing you teach these guys that shit because so many people, they find excuses. They're like, oh, well, because of this and this and woe is me. No, fuck that. Hey, man, keep moving. Keep moving.
Hey, let me tell you something. What taught me this shit is that I had 12 brothers and sisters. My dad, you know, was the only one working. We wasn't rich. I couldn't get a new bike. I couldn't get new clothes for school. I couldn't really get new shoes on time for school. I mean, all the kids doing all this shit. And I had to be me, knowing I got the hand-me-downs, knowing that, you know, my hair won't grow. You know, everything that these motherfuckers were doing to identify, you know, make an identity for themselves, I just didn't have it until I decided, fuck it. I'm finna be soul, man. Because I was tripping on not having a nickname. All my brothers had nicknames, and I didn't. And I don't know what the fuck that did to me, but it just fucked me up. In about the sixth or the seventh grade, I took the name Soul Man. And I remember Sam and Dave made this record, I'm a Soul Man. That's not why I took that record, that name. That's not why I took that name. Listen, that was the time period that I took it, but that ain't why I took it. The reason I took Soul Man was because when we was young at that time, we would call talking to a woman blowing soul. Otherwise, man, I was blowing soul to baby. You should have heard that soul I was blowing. Man, you know, we talking like that. So I was saying, I'm the soul man. that's how crazy I was. Because I wanted to be something. Man. I wanted to be something. And that nickname, being called that, you are something to me. And I'm telling you, I didn't respond to teachers, the principal, the police that knew me. If you call me John Dixon, you get better be the police. Because other than that, I ain't kidding you. You better call me old man.
What's up? I love what you're doing. I just love
Thank
what you're
doing.
Thank
you, bro. I appreciate it, man. 914, yes, what's up with you, bro?
Bud,
what's
mad
up?
Love, man. I'm telling you, you're changing people's lives, myself included. I'm calling to shout you out, show you mad love, you the truth. Don't let nobody say otherwise, because I'm telling you, you are changing lives, mine included. God bless you.
Hey, bro, I swear to God, I appreciate that, man, because that's what I'm trying to do. A lot of cats didn't have what I had, man. And even though we was broke, stinking, and hungry, when you went on the block, the older niggas would not let you come up there.
Fact.
They slapped you in the back of the head. Nigga, take your ass to school. Now, they do this shit for years. And then at one point, they accept that you're going to be up here. Because they did they did everything to keep you from coming. But you must want it. So now they're going to look at you different. And they're going to start telling these niggas, you ain't supposed to be doing no shit like that, man. They start schooling you. They ain't really schooling you like, follow me. They just letting you know when you fucking up. But what I'm saying is, all that shit is missing now, bro. And these kids, they don't realize how fucked up they're making it for themselves. And I'm just saying, I'm glad you see what I'm doing is what I'm saying.
No, definitely. I grew up the same way with OGs constantly being on my ass, telling me, yo, that's not smooth, da-da-da-da, and that made me be a respectful, humble, yet, you know, person that's going after what he wants. And I listen to the older people because they have wisdom. You said on one of your old shows, yo, age is what you do. And, you know, you are, like, you're killing it. Like, you're in the best shape of your life. And you're blessing everybody else. You could just be in your house with all this wisdom and not put anybody on and not change anybody's life. You're not doing that. Yes, you're making a little bit of money, but you're doing it because you want to help people because you know what it's going to do for them. And I just wanted to call in and thank you. I'm telling you, you're a blessing from the higher powers that be. You are a blessing to this planet. Anybody who calls in and says otherwise, they're an idiot because they're either not on the same page, they haven't worked hard enough, or they're trying to play games and try to be cute, and they really haven't mastered themselves. When you really master yourself, when people like yourself speak, everybody else shuts up because you have the wisdom.
Hey, bro, listen. Let me just say this, and I'm going to let you go. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for that.
You changed my life.
Every fucking thing you just said was really beneficial to me, bro.
Bud, I'm taking my company public. That wouldn't have happened without you. So God bless you.
God bless you too. Hey, hit my email. Let me know how to buy some stocks.
Hell yeah, I got you.
All right. Hey, for sure. All right, you guys. See, shit happens when you write. Not write correct. When you write, doing things straight up. Shit happen good for you. What I'm saying about the fucking Democrats being in on this shit. Do you remember that post office shit that he let this motherfucker do, take mailboxes and move mail, all this shit. This was so people couldn't put their voting ballots in. All right. Moving the mailboxes wasn't big, good enough. Now they're making laws, changing laws, that your grandparents and great-grandparents got beat up and killed for as far as the right to vote. And they're changing it. But they're not changing that they're America. We're in America, and we're supposed to have this great whatever. And man, there's laws. There's laws in this country, but the Democrats are allowing the Republicans to change the damn laws. And they got the goddamn majority. So what does that mean? You can be stupid if you want to, but them motherfucking Democrats is in on that shit. How can the Supreme Court overturn rulings on civil rights? How can they do that? How can they say what people died for and people voted on is not good anymore? So I'm not telling you to trip out and want to change the law or the way shit is going. I'm saying you better wake up to how shit is going so you won't be stupid in making your choices. I can't see how a solid 33% of Americans believe that bullshit Trump is saying. I can't see how motherfuckers who have relatives that this goddamn corona shit didn't took, my daughter included, don't see the importance of being vaccinated. By the way, make sure you get vaccinated. I'm saying, I just don't understand how he could get away with the shit he was doing. Now, I do understand he was, you know, he was the president, but he was going against the very fabric of the country. Especially when he messed with voting rights. He was trying to manipulate the vote, or even worse, he was trying to prevent you from voting. I know I requested my absentee ballot, or I'm going to request my absentee ballot early. If you don't want no shit, you better request yours too. Because what I'm saying, the day they send me, man, I'm voting. But I'm mailing it back the same day, or I'm taking it, whatever. Because this next election is about more than your pick for president. This election is about the right to vote. I mean, that's serious. How can that be in question, your right to vote? All right, I know I'm not really, you ain't either, want to hear this political bullshit, but this should be on my mind, man. I got to get it off, or I'll be thinking about it. So I got it off, and now I'm going to talk about something else, because I used to have a lot of sales. I used to have a lot of sales, but I stopped them, because I had good reason to stop those sales I was having. But I have been winning lately. I have really been winning. So there's no sense in not sharing the wealth. So, check this out. Until Saturday after next, otherwise probably 10 days. 10 days from now, whatever this date is, what's today's date? 8/19. So by the 20th, actually by the end of the month, we'll go like that. By the end of the month, you can get, you can mix and match 10 twos, any 10 twos from the DNC. Well, wait. You can mix and match. Or, let's just put it like this. You can get 10 from either one. 10 tools from D&D is around 800. Really 850. And from SW, 10 tools is, not SW, excuse me. The conversation tools, 10 tools is 650. But 350 will get you any 10 from the conversation. Any 10 from the D&D, 1200 can get it for you. Or you could, you know, mix it up because I got it. Then I got a place for you to learn it right away. So what I'm saying is when I get this shit to you and you start wanting to see it, you start wanting to see more than what you're getting, it's just going to have to fuck with me. You know, on the real. So just get at me immediately because SWU's October semester is filling up. And I've already told you, motherfuckers, that you got action at, you got action at $1,000 getting $350 dropped off. If you motherfucking get out early. And early is by September. And you got to fucking remember this. If you want the full library, you got to order that shit directly from me. Other than that, you won't get the discounted price. Now, let me tell you something that really is funny. Earlier this morning, you know, I was just out walking. Not my dogs. I was just walking. Doing my thing. And I saw this older dude. You can see he was older than me. And I'm 68. So he had to be 80 or somewhere in his 80s. And he was walking with who I thought was his, like, grandchild or great-grandchild. And as I approached him, you know, I noticed the boy, he's like 12 or 13. He kneeled and he tied his grandpa's shoelaces, I thought. So when I passed, I looked at little brother and said, taking care of grandpa, huh? The little motherfucker looked at me and said, nah, I'm just walking to the store with my dad. I ain't really saying nothing to do. I'm getting ready to leave, but I'm thinking, man, I better stay Jimmy up because if I get a kid right now, I'll be looking like this, looking like that motherfucker was walking his granddad, but he was going to the store. So what I'm saying, I looked at Pops, and I said, man, you got to have a few years on me, man. I just wish, you know, I'm rolling like you when I grow up. Bro, say, young blood, you will. I'm old, but I ain't blind. And I can recognize shit from sugar when I see it. You motherfuckers don't even know what he just said to me. After he said that, he gave me a fist bump. Bam! This old motherfucker was ganged up at one time. What I'm saying is, I got something to offer that's only for those who are seeking it. Something to give that is only for those who are worthy of receiving it. With every passing day, what I want to give gets more refined. Every passing day gets more refined, and like all good things, it just gets so much better with time. When it's truly desired, the gain that you acquire from my course is going to take you places the average person don't get to visit. But you, my friends, are being laced. You're just lacing yourself with life events the way the game dictates it. Now, those mentality tools are essential for those, you know, who learn from the course. And as you all know, when you speak with me, I spit nothing but game, which is what I have to offer to any of you who are worthy of receiving this life-altering information. Now, I was able to learn from the best. During my tenure in the streets, you can either be accepted by the best, or you don't want to be around the best, but you accept the best. Now, I said all that to say this. I'm that person. I didn't want to be around the best. I wanted to see what the best was doing. I wanted to emulate the best. And as I started to rise, maybe when I got halfway, I started speaking to the best. When I got maybe 75%, I started fucking with the best. But when I got 90%, I wasn't the best, but I was among the best. And at that point, I stopped looking at people as being better than me. I mean, you know, that was before the Rolls Royce. But I would imagine it was when I bought the bitch to bed. But what I'm saying is, you got to understand. So you have to thank people. I thank you. I thank you for all the support you've given me. And to those of you that get laced, you know, or yet to get laced, I'm fucking waiting on, but, you know, if you are waiting on something good. To me, I thank you and I salute you, motherfuckers, is what I'm saying. Now, of course, I got jewels to drop steel. And it's only because of my dedication to representing large game. Now, wait a minute, let me see. I want me to drink, man. You guys fucking with me, goddammit. 704, did you come back on or what? Huh?
Yeah, I had another question.
Come on, what's up?
What was your first step to becoming a monster?
Why would you ask that question, and what good is the answer going to do for you?
Because I'm trying to level up. I'm trying to become better as a man.
Okay, so listen. I don't actually know the very first step, but I would imagine the very first step would be accepting that you want to be a monster and you ain't shit right now.
What do you mean by that?
See, fellas, I've been saying you guys need to tell yourselves the truth. Now, I'm not saying you are a liar. But I'm saying you want to understand shit in the most easiest way to let you slide your bullshit in there. Because what I'm saying is the only way to start out is to start out. Then the only way you're going to start out is to know that you want to be the fastest race car driver in history. And the only way you can do that is to accept you're not that right now. So what's so hard about that? But you gotta ask me, what do I mean?
Okay, so you're saying, like, you make it up in your mind that that's what you want to become, and then you determine that you gotta start from zero, pretty much.
Bro, whatever I tell you, you're not gonna do it. Because you sound like one of those scholastic guys that got a little schooling in him, and you want to make everything make sense to you. So you break the shit down the way you did, and I can only say, fuck no, that ain't what I'm talking about. But then if I start explaining it, you're going to do it again. Because you don't really want to know what's going on. You just want to appear like you know. Because to me, if you wanted to be a monster, if you want to be a baseball player, a great baseball player, what's the first thing you should do?
Put the practice in, may start practicing, learn how to hit, learn how to pitch for whatever position.
Do you think a little kid or a little boy that never thought about being a baseball player would suddenly think about being a baseball player?
No, not unless they're influenced.
So this, you already answered, listen. What I'm saying is they sure in the fuck wouldn't. But a little boy that's been growing up hitting rocks with a bat, you know, a little boy that's been doing shit that hand-to-eye coordination matters, what I'm saying is he gets 10, 11, he might hit the ball and realize, shit, he liked that shit. Now, that motherfucker, what would he do if he wanted to be great?
He would study the greats and practice what they practice, or practice
okay.
what makes him
okay.
better.
Okay, what you're saying is right, but do you see how when you said it earlier, it was premature?
Okay.
So okay. what I'm saying is, listen, what I'm saying is step by step, if you wanted to become a monster as far as what is the first thing I did on my path to be a monster, the first thing was it was the step that I ain't shit. And the next
okay.
thing I did was to see how to become champ. And then the next thing was I started to do these things so I can become champ. And the next thing was after I had started to become champ, I realized I was champ. And once I realized I was champ, it was a matter of time before I even stopped looking at that kind of shit. Because once you realize you are shit, you haven't arrived. You ain't a monster. But you about to be one. So you just got to accept it. And once you accept it, you mature into that position, and you become a monster. And none of it is because you said, I'm a monster. You know, blah, 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 I want to be a monster. It's all because the moves you made have been seen by respectable motherfuckers in the game, and they give you the position that you get. And it's all about whether they speak to you or not. People don't know that shit, but I do. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, brother. So you guys keep listening. I got so much more shit. You know, I hope I can do it fast. Well, not necessarily fast, but see, you guys can recognize shit from sugar, I'm sure. And you would, I mean, probably quickly roast my motherfucking ass if I wasn't always on point. Now, if I want to keep your respect, which I do, I better make sure I know, and I better make sure I show all 150 ways to walk a goddamn straight line. Walking that motherfucker straight to prosperity in your field. And whatever it is you endeavor, whether it's your field or not, if you got the right mindset and the right thoughts about what you're doing, you motherfucking go roll, and I salute you. Set up. But check this out. You guys should know, as well as I do, that there's always been women who want to fraternize or hang around the big man on campus or whatever. A lot of, you know, just want to hang around, be around niggas in the game. Hold on, I just saw you, excuse me, 876, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud? Respect the information that you're sharing. I'm calling from Jamaica, and I respect the knowledge that you're... Yeah, man, I respect the knowledge that you're sharing, man. Can apply
okay.
to all areas of life. Trust
What's
me.
Your question?
Well, it's not really a question, you know. I just that I realize weaknesses that I have, and I see we have to improve, you know. And by listening to you,
wait,
I realize
wait,
that.
Wait, bro. Now you know you got that Jamaican accent, and you know I'm old as fuck. So you got to be a little slower so I can hear you, or you got to make it, you know, special effort for my old ass to understand what you're saying, bro. I hope you don't mind.
Okay. Okay, no problem. No problem. What I'm saying is that I realize that the information that you are giving is valuable, you know?
You realize that the information I'm giving is quality?
Yes, it's quality, and it's very valuable. You know, you can't put a price on it.
You can't, and you know what, bro? I appreciate. See, this. Listen, guys. I talk shit all the time, but I never talk bullshit. Cause I tell you, a motherfucker can be from somewhere else. He ain't gotta be from America. He can speak English, but he ain't speaking it like me. It don't matter. Because as long as he understands what I'm saying, he going to get it. It's translatable to any language, any person. Bro, I ain't mean I'm pointing you out or nothing like that. I'm just saying you had that strong accent, and it just made me, because last semester I had two dudes from Haiti. One of them kind of had English down, but one of them just had that Haiti, whatever. I don't know if they speak French or whatever, but he actually didn't speak French. He kind of sort of speaking Spanish or something, not really, but he was speaking English. But he was so passive. He was so reserved, but it was because he wasn't really sure about speaking English. So I told him, look, motherfucker.
Okay.
I said, look, motherfucker, this is what you do. When you get ready to talk to this, you say, oh, look, before we really get started, you got to excuse my English. I asked him, you know why you say that? Why would he say that, you think?
Because he wants her to understand that he speaks in a different way.
No, man, listen, the reason you say that, mm-hmm. And so she can say, oh, it ain't nothing. Don't worry about it. You have good English. You know what that does?
Okay. Right.
Listen. You know what that does? That make her totally acceptable to however he's been to talk.
Right. That's correct.
Whereas if you don't do that and you have this broken, fucked up pattern of English, it's going to be distracting to her. And she's not going to be into your conversation. But when you play your hand because you accepted your hand, you going to win. Bro.
That is true.
I know you know your fucking accent catch a lot of bitches.
Yeah, but I realize after sharp my conversations, though.
What you realizing probably is that your accent is catching the motherfucking bitches, not you. You want to catch them. You want to be able to catch the bitches, not just because of your voice or your accent or any of that. Only when you're using that while you're trying to catch do you want your voice or your accent or any of that to matter. But when it's not being used purposely by you, it shouldn't matter. Hey, man, I appreciate
you, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, man, and thank you, too, because you make me learn a lot. I learn a lot from you, so that's why I have to call in and talk to you and tell you thanks, because I learn a lot from you.
Bro, you start relaxing and talking normally. That's what I thought, you know. That's all I heard. But I love you, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man, take care.
You know it. Hey, now check this shit out, though. I love this shit. I just love this shit. See, some of the motherfuckers I know, first of all, you know, a lot of women want to be around the game, you know, sharp motherfuckers, but they don't want to bust a grip. They don't want to do shit. They just get the thrill of being around you. Now, what I'm saying is some of the niggas I know, me included, we would charge that bitch. Then we would understand that she ain't gonna bust a grade. We wouldn't fuck her, but we might fuck with her for a little while so we can charge her. So what that means? Go some cane with her, take this bitch maybe to dinner once or twice or whatever. And what I'm saying is the bitch got money. So she understands what's going on, but I'm sure you don't, which I'm gonna break it down for you. So what I'm saying is, some of the niggas I know would charge the bitch. And depending on, you know, how dependable she was, motherfucker might go further than that. But he's not confused. And he knows this bitch is not a hoe. Why does he know that? Because he knows a real hoe would break herself. No matter how much money she had, or what we was talking about, if the bitch wants to be the nigga, pimp nigga, she gonna break herself. So what I'm saying is you gotta be careful when you fuck with women who have money. See, you don't know that they know how to buy your ass. And the play is to pay for you to do shit. Otherwise, the play is for them to, that you think you're taking her out to dinner, but she's gonna pay for it. Or let you think you're finna do whatever this is, and it costs whatever amount of money, and she's gonna give you one or two, maybe 300 more than that, and then you guys go out, and when you do it, you handle it, and you got a little extra. Bitches know how to play. What I'm saying is, you got to understand that bitches with money are no different than dudes with money. Dudes with money have sex accounts. They are. They have fucking, this is like an expense account. But what I'm saying is, bitches with money, they ready to pay a motherfucker like me. They don't want me to pimp on them. But they want me to, you know, be the kind of motherfucker I am and make them have to, you know, stand up to whatever the fuck I'm telling them about. So what I'm saying is, they got this expense account. But their expense account ain't no motherfucking $200. Their expense account might be $20,000. So they're ready to pay a motherfucker who can really charge her. And they willing to pay a motherfucker that can really charge. See, real hoes have released themselves from the constraints of money. Because real hoes know. They know a real motherfucker taught them how to see money. She makes money. Money don't make her. Let me stop this right now because this motherfucker is a people. Okay. She makes money. Money don't make her. See, bitches with money. You guys got to understand what I'm telling you. I'm telling you how to be a big player. Bitches with money don't know or even believe the shit I just said. Then some motherfuckers believe that their bitches are smarter. They're smarter today. Well, I guess they are. But that don't mean she won't go for the play I'm going to make. That don't mean she's not going to be sucked up into what I'm going to do because she's smarter. I dare one of them motherfuckers to think that, to tell that shit to Wonderful Wheel, a Charlie Gaylord, or that radio jockey bitch I broke a jersey. I charged her years ago. But bitches with money, they feel they're above home. But they don't feel they're above being charged by a real pimp. So what I'm saying is, you young cats out there, you keep living, and you'll get to see what I'm talking about. Shit. See, the game that I'm sharing with you is priceless. It's as priceless as rare jewels. And even if you're not fully up on how this game is supposed to be, just as if you're not fully up on how a gem should look, when you see it, you're going to recognize it. I pride myself on representing true game. And all I do, I don't want nobody to kiss my ass and feel like he's got to suck my dick to fuck with me. I want to feel the opposite. I am very appreciative of you motherfuckers who can see and respect, you know, where I'm coming from. Because not many of you, compared to how many people listen to me, the only promise that I can make, that I'm positive I can keep, is I'm going to keep spitting the truth to all that will fucking listen. And that brother that called in and, you know, kind of told me how much I meant to him and people, those few brothers. I mean, you guys just don't know that shit mean a lot to me. You know, I've been trying to stay quiet on social media. But this shit is just like dope. If you quit and stay away, you're going to be all right. But if you quit and just go back to a page or whatever, just to acknowledge somebody's critique, your ass liable to be sprung. To the extent you be having withdrawals when you try to shut that shit down. So, since I fell off the wagon, so to say, I'm gonna drown myself in my own shit for the next few days and hope that it serves me as my dose. You gotta understand, the only way you're going to be able to attend Sidewalk University is to sign up early. That, you doing that, that could be part of my dosage. Me figuring out one or two things about what I'm doing at Sidewalk University, that's part of my dosage. I just have to get the correct dose is what I'm saying. I have to get the correct amount of business done. I get hundreds of emails. I mean, a lot of my answers, you know, more than 50%. But I can't get all of them because it's almost every day. So just get at me and have your questions ready and we can kick it. Because I'm telling you, we can only talk about things that it's related to the course, of course, but I'm talking about life. I don't want to talk about personal tragedies or whatever. If I could get a group of alumni together to sort things out, I would probably be game for that. And let's say we had that alumni as a base group of people that's going to be on this, let's say we had a group. So you motherfuckers could come on there and hear other people's versions of what I'm saying. Then you can see how, you know, 20 dudes can have 20 versions and all of them are correct. You know, I talk about this shit on my, some of my MP3s, but a nigga like me and Tate, we used to play good guy, bad guy. Now, when you play good guy, bad guy, somebody got to be really, really, really plus. As far as what he's saying. And somebody got to be really, really, really minus or negative. You know which one I was, so fuck all you. That nigga was the greatest good guy. And I'm telling you, as far as reputation, he was like a killer. So I was like, cool as hell. So how that worked, I don't know. Well, when it comes to talking to bitches, he's a nice guy, nigga. He's just really good at being a nice guy. This game is so fucking cold. When you have it like we did, I'm saying nothing created problems. Nothing that can happen created any problems with us putting our work in. The only question we had was, I'm sorry, nigga, which one of these motherfuckers you want to fuck with? Because we ain't going to go just go ahead fucking with this fucking bitch. And I can't impress them on you enough. How? Fly it. This game will have you. You just don't know if you stick to what you know we talking about right here. If you apply it to the letter and your activities, man, you can win. You see my nigga Tate. As a matter of fact, that nigga came over last night. We kicked it here. But you see that nigga Tate. You see me. We doing our thing. We ain't trying to be out there and be the pimp niggas we were. Shit. We was the mayor of Hollywood and any other city we went to, recognized by gang and business people. I ain't been recognized for anything other than the pimps we were. There is a right way to do it. Now, we did it up properly. And that older brother I was telling you about earlier, you know, that we did the fist bump and shit, he just confirmed the notion that I grew up on. You know, the same term you motherfuckers grew up on, but you misuse it. Game, recognize game. That's all it is to it. Shit. That saying, that belief, all of it is still alive because, you know, there's just none of it being displayed, you know, the way it was when I was younger. Now, what I'm saying is, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to explain it to you. When that older brother said he wasn't blind, that's what he was saying to me. He recognized that I was ganged up. I'm telling you, there's going to come a time when you need to be recognized. You're going to need to be recognized by your peers, whoever they are, wherever they are. Oh, that's right. Your motel room ain't big enough for any real pimps to be in there. Get a real pimp's life. Listen to this. Take a deep breath. But I want you to imagine a time when all the dudes that was claiming to be pimps had three or more holes. Imagine you one of these motherfuckers and you roll in brand new. You three deep. You have a few jewels that you recently bought. And you starting to come up. Damn, you got a hell of imagination, motherfucker. What I'm saying is, man, one of you motherfuckers will ever be able to have more than one hope. And you know it. We believe in pimping hoes, not having the hustling money. All of you motherfuckers know, you know, I'm a bragging ass nigga. But this is something that I'm really proud of. And I really have noticed it. A lot of you motherfuckers are really trying to get or represent some old school game. I even read posts from, you know, young motherfuckers that say they, you know, understand didn't really know, but now they're looking into it, they understand the original rules of the game. So that shit could be making a comeback. I ain't going to say it's causing me. But I am going to say that I'm hearing people, you know, say what they know, what they realize, what they've learned, what they hear. So I don't want to take all the goddamn credit. But I believe this new outlook that motherfuckers are having is due to my motherfucking dedication, my die-hard attitude to roasting fools who be fake. This information that I'm giving you, that I'm sharing with you right now, I mean, it has had an effect on a lot of and that effect takes developing. And it's developing. You can see it's developing. It takes development, but development means spending time doing it. You got to learn this. You will never be the motherfucker you want to be if you don't develop the knowledge you're fortunate enough to be privy to, you know, watching my videos. You got to get off your ass, and you got to get out there and learn. And part of the reason that I fucking did well in the streets is I'm a hell of a negotiator to be in the streets successfully. You need to have all the answers. And I'm telling you, there's hardly ever time to ask for opinions. Many women wanted to get with me if. I always cut them off right there. There is no if with me. You either get with me the way I say right now, or you not. Now you get right off. That's how I was. I'm like, I would just be looking at this right in their eyes and asking this shit. A lot of them bitches say, no, only if you, bitch, get out my motherfucking way. My name ain't Monty Hall, and I don't make no goddamn deals, Hall. That's all we talked. That's how we were. They expected us to be that way. And that bitch that you said that to would get out. When she got out, she spread the word, that nigga ain't no fake. And so your reputation spread. Now, I mean, shit. 40% of the time, the bitch I fucked with and didn't really look like she was going to pay it out. I ran into that bitch again. And 40% of the time I ended up having that up, you know, later down the road. And that's because they remember I was real. One of the biggest fears or the problems I was having is how fake their man is. Going around fucking a bitch and ain't doing shit for him. Going around fucking a bitch, he got family with. Why this bitch out here home? So what I'm saying is, bitches like real shit. No negotiations unless it's what I say. Now that was and is the extent of my negotiation skills. I know you don't understand me, motherfucker. But I'm going to tell you this right here. I got my way. So obviously, I learned not to blink when I was down on the motherfucking bitch. Period. I'm just saying, man, something is actually happening to me. Listen, I did my class last night, and I swear it felt so natural. I mean, just way more natural. And I kind of tripped. I thought I was being a little overly conceited. You know, a little overly conceited to normal. But in reality, shit is coming. what I wanted from doing what I'm doing at this point is coming out. It's coming out in my delivery of information. It's coming out in the acceptance of what I'm delivering. My class, it was so fly, it was unreal, but I took for granted. It was because we talked about the game, not the game tentacles, the game, what we're doing, what we want to happen with our consciousness. My course is totally different. And I noticed it felt the same as if I was talking about a game. Because in a way I was. You know, we kicked in about the game of life. It was my good charismatic ass. I just realized I'm becoming a real fucking host. With game, with a perspective, and an enduring love for what I do. You know, that's always been me. When I was shooting pool, when I tipped, when I was in school, and now that I am a professor, I always loved what I did. You want to know why? Because I'm doing it, and there's no way I'm going to do something I don't motherfucking want to do. You should all feel like that. And once you do, if you do, you'll see 80% ain't enough. If you can't give 100, you ain't shit. What you think you can do? What you think you're going to do? Look, you guys, get at me anytime. But let me tell you something. All these guys that have been on here today talking about how dope they feel this shit is, they not wrong. All right, I'm out.